Welcome to RunWithIt, Canada's running fitness and health program. Back on the show, we have Dr. Bob Well for the Sports Doctor Is In segment, so stay tuned for that. But first, let's go to my interview with interior designer Lucilia Diaz on how she maintains a healthy lifestyle. Check this out. Joining me at the Rio Theatre in Vancouver is a special guest, Lucilia Diaz. She is an accomplished interior designer and the principal of Harmony Sense Interiors Limited. She's an in-demand interior. She's been featured in Boulevard Magazine, Home Sense, and Home and Styles, to name a few. And she's here to talk about her work as a interior designer, what's new in interior design, and share some wellness spaces. And welcome back.
Thank you so much, Christine. Always a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, so with that in mind now, with back to school, back to work, can you share some wellness spaces, tips?
Of course. So we know kids are back to school in a couple of weeks or just getting back into it. So for families, so for people that have kids, I think it's very important that we allocate some space for them to do homework, to study. So they have spaces where they can play, space where they can sleep, but spaces as well where they can do their homework, their work. Mm. So if there is a space in their room or somewhere in the house, that's important. So they can switch from, okay, this is homework space, this is play space, this is a place where I like welcoming to bring friends as well. So think about that for our family as well. Mm-hmm. Then if you're working still from home, because now we know that a lot of people have negotiated with companies that, you know what, I kind of like this part-time work from home, not going all the way back to the office. Still keep in mind to have that space where you can work at home and it's just a dedicated space. So make sure you have that as well at home. And as well, keep in mind of keeping your body active, because now that we still have amazing weather, we know that we have a little bit of a late summer and we now want to be outside, but keep in mind that now the rain is going to come and we're going to still be needed to be active, to be healthy. So make sure that you have a spot in your house where you can do some exercise at home. So a place where you can at least stretch in the mornings, get that energy up and going. So have that space at home where you can at least do that.
Yeah, and those people watching, and like, you know, you may be living in a small place like a condo, or I mean, would there be any suggestions, like maybe just even like a small space, right? Like it could be in a closet where you put your running shoes, I don't know. But any, you know, just be in, you know, imaginative.
Yes, and maybe you can have, as you mentioned, maybe it's just like a closet where you roll your yoga mat, right? Mm. And you have a little bit of weight there, but you have your space where you know that there it is. And then in the morning, you stretch your yoga mat, you bring your weights, and then you do your exercises. And then you know that you just roll it, you put it back, and you know that it's there for you to keep up with the energy. I started as well doing some like exercises in the morning because I strained my back helping my mom like lift up. I did it with a very bad position and from the bed being very low, I helped them like lift up and I strained my back.
Oh my goodness.
And just doing like stretches and exercises is what helped me. But then I was told, but you need to maintain though. You need now to do preventive. You should not just do it when you're injured. You should do it as a preventive exercise so that your back is strong, your muscles in your stomach are strong, so that if you ever go and do something like that, then you have the strength to do it.
Yes.
So do it in the morning as a routine, right? Keep it constant. So having a space that you know that this is where I do it, this is where I have my equipment, then you just go and do it.
And
you do not procrastinate.
Yeah. And that's the key. And have it in the closet if you don't have enough space, but also discipline, right? You have your, for the children, their play time, the play area, and then the fitness area, and then, and food, you know, with the kitchen too. Sometimes the kitchen, and then you take your food to the living room, and that's, well,
it's a good idea to create spaces, like healthy spaces. And the question was, how do you balance a healthy lifestyle being in such an in-demand interior designer?
Well, you know what? Having schedules helps. And as I was mentioning, if I know that, okay, in the morning, regardless of what happens, I go and I do my stretches. I don't check emails. I don't do anything. I do my stretches. And then I go, I have a dog. I think a lot of people got a COVID dog. We got a COVID dog, right? So I know that I go and do a walk with the dog. And then it's before I check any emails, because I know there is going to be like a ton of emails, and then that will get my mind in the wrong direction. So just having that like peace at the beginning of the day helps me then focus the rest of my day throughout. And then just as I mentioned, having like a schedule, knowing that, okay, now it's 8:30, now I can start focusing on work and trying to stop at some point to be with the kids. I as well have kids, two demanding teenagers, right? Trying to focus for them. And then I know at the end of the day, I do have to catch up a little bit more with work, but trying to have those schedules and those dedicated times just to try, as you mentioned, to balance what work, lifestyle, family is.
Yes, and it's once you have that formula, routine, then it makes it easier, right? And and also too, the work, you know, has changed. A lot more people working remotely. They're working at home. Any other tips though? Like say, for example, they're working, they have their space, their computer on a living room table. What would you suggest? Like maybe better in the living room or not the bedroom? That would not
be. Yeah, I would say like anywhere but the bedroom, because the bedroom needs to be, and if you need to have it in the bedroom, right? Because it's like, I don't have any other space but the bedroom. Try to make it so that at least you can close it so that you don't see it, and then you can disconnect and be out of it. Because if you're just seeing it all the time, it will just cause you stress. That's why if you're working from home, which is fantastic for a lot of people, and especially for a lot of moms, it's very convenient to work from home, right? Because then you can take care of your kids, you can do other things. But if you're going to be working from home, just try to do it in an allocated space. Mm-hmm. So that you know, and like your brain knows, your subconscious knows that that's work. And when you're done working, like you stand up, you close it, or you're just physically moving into another space.
Yes.
So just have it as an allocated space. As I mentioned, if it's in the bedroom, because honestly, there's not other space in the house that it could be, make sure you close it. If it's even your laptop or everything, make sure that you can close it and it's out of sight, out of mind, at least for those hours that you're not working.
Yes. And then there's color schemes and plants too.
Yes, plants, like trying to bring nature in, like biophilic design, that's how it's called when you try to bring that nature in. It brings that, like the beauty of nature into your house. So trying to bring plants that they bring even oxygen, right? It's not like what you see, but the oxygen that they bring into the house. And if they're not real plants, because some people say, I'll just kill them, right? And then at the time. Well, fake plants as well, like if they're well done, some people say, I hate fake plants. Well, sometimes even like the fake plants, even what you're looking, when you're looking at them, it even creates like a calm sensation into the space. So don't be too afraid of fake plants. Always natural are better, right? But the colors, the green that they bring into the space.
Yes, and color schemes too, like nice warm colors, like pink would you suggest, greens and soft browns.
The soft colors as well, right? And there's a lot of theory of color, right? For example, orange will make you hungry.
Oh,
right?
Orange makes you hungry?
Yes, orange will make you hungry. Like look a lot around, there's a lot of restaurants that will use orange, right? And of course, red, it's like the passion, right?
Yes.
But and as well depends on the personality of the people and how they react to different colors. But yes, and light. We haven't talked about light too much, but always try to work where there is a lot of light, because that will change your mood. A lot of people work like in dark basements where there is not a lot of light. So there is some kind of artificial light that can simulate sunlight. So that's something that you can add into your space as well to bring that nice atmosphere into the space.
And also, if you're working by a window, that's really great.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's.
Just make sure where you place your screen, so when you're doing those Zoom calls, you don't glare the glares.
Yeah. So what has changed in the landscape and interior design?
Yes. So a lot of it is a lot of design has become remote. Mm-hmm. Right? A lot of people are more comfortable with design being done remote. Other things is that spaces have to be changed to accommodate a lot of people now working from home. Believe it or not, a lot of people want to have spaces redesigned to accommodate more members of the family living at home, whether it's aging parents wanted to come and live with them, or as well having kids living longer with them, right?
Wow.
Because we know as well real estate it's very expensive as well. So keeping in mind that, maybe kids will live longer with them. So thinking about, maybe we'll have still like a suite downstairs because either our kids will live longer with us. So those are a couple of things that we're seeing as a trend of changing. And we have seen as well a lot of people migrate outside of the main core of the city because as work is now available to be done remotely.
Yes.
Yes. Now people are migrating farther away from the city to be able to have bigger and larger homes as well.
Now you offer online services.
Yes. Yes. Since the pandemic as well, we started offering as well online services, which is great because now we have expanded as well the range of people that we can serve. And it's always as well to be able to meet face to face to clients.
Yes.
Yes. But for clients that now are outside of our range, we can help them. Yes. And technology has evolved significantly as well. And something that we have now introduced into our services is more of 3D and virtual reality visualizations, just to help clients visualize how their spaces will turn out. So to help them set more clear expectations and help them see how their spaces will turn out. So that helps a lot, especially for clients that are remote or that don't have spaces nearby.
When I talk about in demand, you are in demand. You do so much. I mean, you do luxury styling, you do staging, because you worked for HGTV, correct?
So at some point, a few years ago, we helped the Property Brothers when they were doing renovations here in Vancouver, which was a very fun experience. And it helped us as well understand what the consumer sees on these reality TV shows. Mm-hmm. And these TV shows are fantastic on the one side because they help people get excited about renovating and doing different things with their homes, right? They show them what they could do. On the other side, they create a little bit of false expectations of what a renovation could be, right? Because on TV shows, they just show you like a glimpse of what really happens. So when people go and renovate their homes, then they think it's gonna be like the TV show, that it's just gonna happen very fast without any issues, without any troubles. It's gonna cost a little bit of money, but then in reality, it's a little bit different. The advantage that I have is that I have seen it behind the scenes, so I can help clients understand that, okay, it's fantastic what you have seen in the shows. The shows are great for you to get you excited about doing it, but the reality is a little bit different.
Wow.
Yes.
Thank you for sharing that. It's really a close-up view. So what is next for you?
So I love the work that I do. I love creating spaces just to help people be the best they can do. The spaces are just there to increase the potential. They're just like the vehicle for people to be the best they can be, right? They're just there to support people. And that's my passion. Like, I want people to be their best. And by creating these spaces, we're just helping them. So I want to keep on doing what I'm doing. And the passion that I have in life, of course, is design. But for me, the passion is children. Mm-hmm. So I want to help children achieve that potential that they have inside them. So when you're born, you are dealt with a card, right? Mm. That's something that you're given, right? And then it's up to you what you do with that. And everyone has an amazing potential. So it just needs to be sparked. And sometimes you need a little bit of help from someone to show you that potential. So that's what I want to do. I want to show people, especially kids when they are like a younger age, that they have that potential so that they can become the best they can. Wow. Yes.
I mean, that is just wonderful. And is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yes. So, we are part, like the work that we do pro bono, I will say, is part of like this, of course, this initiative that we have with kids, is we are part of an organization that it's called Brands for Better. And of course, the work that we do with them is we help them in anything design related that we can help with them. And this organization is having an event. Yes, and they are doing a brand battle for good, it's called, and they are tackling isolation. Mm-hmm. And they bring together brands, companies, anyone that wants to help solve the isolation problem that we have, and that's the issue that they are trying to tackle this year in Vancouver right now. So anyone interested, any company, any individual that's interested in solving or have an idea about isolation, they should come to this event. It's called Brands for Better and Brand Battle for Good. It's the event. It's happening at the end of September. Mm-hmm. And we are volunteering our time to stage and decorate the event that's happening. It's an amazing, it's run by volunteers all over Vancouver. Last year it was about sustainability on how to be more eco-friendly solution. And this year is about isolation.
That's wonderful. And yes. People want to get in touch with you, where can they go?
Yeah, so they can just contact me at harmonysense.com, and we'll be more than happy to help them, with their design needs.
Yes. Thank you very much. I'd like you to come back again.
Yes, anytime, yes.
Thank you.
Love to be here. Thank you so much.
Joining me is Dr. Bob Wild, known as Dr. Bob, who is a respected sports podiatrist and radio host of The Sports Doctor. He's back on the show for The Sports Doctor is In segment, and this month we're going to be talking about back-to-school youth in sport. Welcome back, Dr. Bob.
Hi, Christine. It's always great to be part of your Run With It program. It's been really something we look forward to. Lots of great topics. This is one of them, of course, which is all parents and coaches are so concerned with the health of their athletes. Again, in young athletes and youth sports is absolutely no exception. So we want to talk about some important bullet points, whether you're the parents, whether you're a young son or daughter is an outstanding high performance kid in whatever the sport is, or they're just looking to participate. And the one of the very important things is to pay attention to the history. If your son or daughter's had a history of problems, you know, they was always had foot and ankle problems. You know, every time we get serious in the season, cross country, or his shins hurt, you know, we've always had heel problems. These kinds of things we want to pay attention to. We don't want to wait for the next instance. And sports coaches, youth coaches, this is also very, very important. First thing to ask the group, who's had problems? Are you paying attention? What do I mean by that? You want to see the podiatrist so he can talk to you about whether you're in the right shoes. If you've had foot or ankle problems, for example, you want to touch base with a physical therapist. How can I get my son or daughter really ready for their particular sport by paying attention to the kinds of exercises they should be including at home? Things again, like, is your son or daughter in the right shoe for this sport? You know, we don't want hand-me-downs that your older brother or sister were wearing. One of the few exceptions is the cross country and the cross spirit or cross sport shoe, which is a shoe that can be used for multiple sports. Point being, we don't want to play a field or sport or court sport with running shoes. Running shoes are made for one step after the other in one direction. So cross trainers is something that's made from where you can play tennis. You could also run. You could do multiple sports. But that's secondary to getting a shoe that's designed for your son or daughter's particular sport. Also very important, get fit properly. Half of parents, like the rest of us, and their kids are not fit properly.
Thanks for watching. If you have a question or comment about today's episode, go to my website, which is runwithit.ca. Until next time, run with it.
Run With It is sponsored by The Rio Theatre, Harmony Sense Interiors, Mallory's Fashion Network, and Craft Academy Hair.